What's up, everybody? Zachary Bales Henry here. So for those of you who have been following along, I've had a little bit of an interesting health experience recently in regards to my heart. And in order to understand how this story is progressing, I feel like I need to give some background knowledge. So one of my earliest memories is going on a run with my mom. I think at the time I was probably 7, maybe 8. And it was an early morning in the fall, probably 30 degrees outside. And I remember I woke up before school because I really wanted to go on this run with her. And I was so very tired and it was so very cold. But I remember stepping outside and running up the hill from our house and just being immersed in this experience. The stars were still out. I can remember the feel of the cold air on my body and just thinking this is one of the most spectacular experiences I've ever felt. Granted, I was young, but that moment still sticks with me after all this time. And part of it was just the feeling of, you know, being able to do something with your parent, being able to experience something that they loved. But part of it was learning to love something yourself. Running from that day on became something more than a sport for me. It became something of a way to balance myself, to think through problems, to experience life, to make friends. It was more like a philosophy. And I feel like those of you who have started to run or have been running for a very long time, you can understand this mentality of running being this strange intertwining of a stress relief, a balance in your life, and a physical activity. It perfectly merges all of those things. So from that day on, I knew that I was a runner. And I immediately stopped all other sports. I no longer played soccer. I no longer played baseball. None of those mattered to me. I was a runner. And I have been running competitively in various leagues, AAU, high school, college, throughout my entire life. And it's brought so much goodness into my world. And as I went through middle school and high school and then into college sports, running kind of changed for me. And there was a period of time where it burned me out a little bit and I needed to step away from it. But over the last 10 to 15 years since I've been out of college, I've learned to love it once again, and I've learned to rediscover the importance of it in my life and how much it brings to my life. So when I started this heart experience, I started having some strange AFib back in 2020. And at the time, I wasn't exactly sure if it was a fluke. And even before then, I was having some odd heart palpitations the year leading up to 2020, so 2019. And once 2020 hit, I had that first round of AFib. It lasted about 2 hours. And I remember talking to my doctor about it, and he wasn't exactly sure if it was AFib or not because it came up on my Apple Watch. So we were a little leery to call it AFib. And then I had it again in 2021 and then again in 2022. And so at this point, it was clear that there was something going on. And when I started having the heart palpitations, I went to see the cardiologist, and we discovered that there was some extra heartbeats, I think is the dumb way of saying it. But we didn't see any other issues at that time. And so when the AFib started, I went back to my doctor. He agreed. He said, it really does look a lot like AFib. You know, maybe you need to see a doctor again, a specialist. And so I went to the cardiologist, and this started this whole experience that I've been going through for the last 5 months. The first round was strapping a heart rate monitor to my chest. I had to wear it for 4 days, and we didn't notice anything odd there. Then I had to come in and do a scan of my heart to see if there were any issues there. We didn't notice a whole lot of issues there other than I have a slightly enlarged heart and enlarged ventricles. And then this last round was the cardiac MRI, which is probably the longest out of all of them in regards to tests. I had to sit in an MRI machine for over an hour and do breathing exercises while they took scans of my heart. And so today was the conclusion of all of that. And I went in, sat down with him, and we talked a lot about me, my activities, and the impact that they may have on my health. So originally when we had met 5 months ago, we talked about eliminating alcohol from my life. And, you know, that was tough, but I figured if I could make positive changes, why wouldn't I? You know, what role does alcohol play in my life? Not a very significant one, because I haven't really been too bothered by not having it in my life. So it was relatively easy for me to give up. I didn't think it would be easy, but it was. And then that started kind of this strange journey of fitness for me. So back in January, early January, I saw my primary doctor and then transitioned to the specialist. At that point, I was close to 230 pounds. I said to myself, you know what? I'm 36 years old. I need to make a change, and it needs to be now. I can't wait any longer. I need to get this done, and I need to take my health seriously. I've been an athlete my entire life, and over the last 10 years, I've fluctuated a lot in terms of activity and in terms of health. Did not treat myself well. I chalked it up to, well, you know, the big thing is my family and me supporting them. So I poured a lot more time into my business, and I was rewarded for it. However, when you put your health by the wayside, you realize that your body's not a machine, and eventually it's going to put you in check. And that is what was happening to me. So the conversation today quickly started to gravitate towards running and how big of a role that plays in my life. Well, leading up to this appointment and the three prior, I had been spending a considerable amount of time trying to get myself back into shape. So much so that I went from 230 down to this morning at 185. I think a lot of people look at that and go, holy crap, that's insane. And I would certainly agree with that mentality. However, I think people need to understand that I've been an athlete for a very long time, and I know what my body is capable of, and I know what it's not capable of. And I knew that if I dedicated myself, I ate right, I did the right exercises, I could drop that weight. And I figured that if I could drop the right amount of weight, got back to a healthy spot, that we could have a conversation about potentially other things that may be causing the heart issue. I just didn't want my health, at least what I was in control of, to be the problem, especially if it was something that I was doing to myself. And so the conversation gravitated to running. He asked me how much I run. I told him I've been running 10 miles a day for a long time now. And I'm also lifting 3 times a week. So I'm doing a lot of exercises. a lot of exercises. And he seemed a little surprised by that. And so we got into the conversation about my heart and how it's potentially enlarged and the issues that may arise because of that, but that there were no other underlying health issues. For me, the type of person that I am, when I'm confronted with a conversation like this, my knee-jerk reaction is to just push back. And I could tell that I had shut down in preparation for what he was about to say next. And so his recommendation is that I cut down my miles considerably and the amount of days that I run to, you know, maybe a handful of times a week, only running a couple miles, yada, yada, yada. He threw it out as not a big deal. I think the problem is I may not have conveyed the importance of this activity, and I don't think that he understood what he was saying. So here's the issue at hand is I plan on getting a second opinion because I feel as though I would like to have a cardiologist who understands endurance athletes. I want to work with somebody who knows what athletes go through. I haven't really considered myself an athlete for a long time, but I also understand that, you know, if you're cranking out 60 miles a week, lifting in the gym, you're probably not on like the normal workout plan. And I'm not trying to say that to brag. It's more of like, I get it. What I'm doing is a little weird. A lot of people don't have the desire to just go run 10 miles a day. But for me, it's normal at this point. And it doesn't bother me. And I think the issue that I'm running up against is I don't want to be the guy that challenges his physician. I don't want to be the guy that challenges a specialist. But I also think that there is something to knowing your body. And I think anyone who's ever been an athlete in their life can tell you, eventually you get to the point where you know your body. Your body tells you, like, hey, this isn't working right, or hey, this is too much, or hey, you need to scale it back, or hey, you need to improve your health. I think it's easy to say we should always just listen to external advice, but sometimes I feel like we forget what our body's telling us. And I've learned that over many years of running. I can tell when I'm burned out. And the way that I train now is much different than the way I used to train. The way I train now is I go out on a run and I say, hey, you know, am I feeling good today? Good. Okay. Maybe we can do a little bit of working out. Am I not feeling good today? Okay. Let's keep it slow. Let's keep it relaxed. And I'm also a firm believer that your body changes and transitions over time, and that it grows with you, and that it conditions itself based off of what you're doing. It was clear from our conversation that he understood to a certain extent that I've been a runner my entire life, and that's part of the reason that my heart is the way that it is. But I think he didn't quite understand, or at least he didn't convey that understanding well of the importance of this activity in my life and how it provides me some type of balance. And the other concern was, it was more of like a side conversation when it wasn't necessarily a side conversation to me. You know, it was something that probably needed to be discussed further in greater depth, because I feel like the common narrative when you go into an environment such as this, the healthcare world, is you need to be in good shape. You need to take care of yourself. You need to get the right amount of sleep. You shouldn't drink too much alcohol. Don't drink too much coffee. Eat right, yada, yada, yada. And the problem is when you start doing those things, then you're told that you should not do those things. It's an interesting situation. And it's a little frustrating. And so for me, I think this is really the beginning of a journey of exploration, but also a journey into figuring out what is healthy for me. And that means talking to some other specialists, trying to figure out what's realistic and what isn't. And obviously, looking at my own personal health and activity and deciding, you know, what's worth it and what isn't. Running is such a core part of who I am, and I get it. For some people, it's not their thing, and that's totally fine. But when you look at something that you've honed over nearly your entire life, and then one day you're suddenly told that maybe you shouldn't do it, that's a bit of a hard pill to swallow. And when I left that doctor's office this morning, I can tell you, I knew without a doubt, I'm like, man, screw that shit. It's not worth it. My mom told me a story about my grandpa. He had quite a few heart attacks in his life until eventually he passed away from one. And after, I think it was a few heart attacks, he had a pretty bad one. They were telling him, like, you need to change your diet. You need to change your diet. And he pretty much straight up said, it's not worth it. Like, I don't want to live if I have to change my diet. You know, if I have to remove these foods from my life, it's not worth it. And I think to some people, that can seem ignorant and it can seem careless. And I think to a certain extent, it might be. But I can understand that mentality, because when I left that doctor's office this morning, I said, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth dying over. And it's weird to feel comfortable with that, because I'd be fine with everything else. I'd be fine with coffee going away, or alcohol going away, or meat going away, or I'd eat cardboard if I had to. Totally fine with all of that. But this is the hill. So I think the way that I'm probably approaching this is, I want to get more information about it. I want to see what's realistic and what isn't. Because I think we all have to make choices in our life. And I think we all have to come to a decision on what we feel is healthy for ourselves and how that impacts the ones around us, specifically the ones closest to us. And I'm not just saying that I'm being a stubborn person, because I know that it's, anybody who knows me understands that my knee-jerk reaction is to say no when asked to do anything. But I am saying that I want to have more conversations about it, because I disagree. And I feel like my body's told me for a very long time the right thing and the wrong thing. Many times I knew it was bad. I just didn't want to listen to it. And then eventually I came around. In this particular situation, I don't necessarily know if that's true, because I haven't had those major red flags for my body. I think personally, the AFib was more related to the alcohol and the nutrition and the way that I was treating my body. So the moral of the story here, if there is one, is it's okay to question. It's okay to challenge. The world is not black and white. It's very, very gray. when you're confronted with something such as this, that feels very much life-changing, I think it's okay to ask why. And I think it's okay to say, I want more information. And I want to figure it out myself. And I want to come to some of my own conclusions. And I want to challenge my own personal thought process, because I think there will be some changes that have to be made in my life. But it doesn't all have to happen overnight. And you can take some time and think about it and process it and eventually come to, hopefully, a healthier decision. So after my appointment today, I went on a 10-mile run, and that's where we're at right now. And that has been my health journey, and we will see where this goes. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.